So the purpose of tonight's meeting is simply to provide a little transparency. We had the President Pat Olive resigned here last week. First of all, she's not here, but I want to publicly thank Pat for all of her work. She put in a ton of work this year. She was probably putting in 30 to 40 hours a week on her own time.
Yeah.
And, I don't know her underlying reasons, full reasons for resigning, but we do want to thank her for all the work that she did do. As Vice President, I guess I'm stepping into being an acting president, I haven't heard any, we could take a vote, if you guys want to, or just leave it as that. I've heard that we're just going
to
leave it.
I don't think it's necessary to take a vote, because that's been the standard way that we've handled things. Mm-hmm. And so you would move up into that position. Diane, who would be treasurer, who would be next in line, if you're absent, she would take the meeting. That's just my understanding from living here forever.
Yeah, that's fine with me. There's no, our big task is, and a really reason for, besides as I just stated, for tonight's meeting is to make sure that we're all squared away with getting ready for the annual meeting, because that's a task on all in and of itself. I missed one of my points here is Pat for the last year has noted meeting protocol. Obviously, this is a working meeting for the board, so we're not really soliciting comments, although we're open to them. But we're not going to enter into any big discussions about anything. So we want to move forward. I don't see any. There's no real big changes or anything. Everything is just going to kind of stay. Keep the ship moving. My take is our primary duty is to protect the assets of the association and protect the water and the sewer and make sure the water keeps running and the sewer keeps running. So with that, let's talk about it. Did anybody on the board have anything to add? Let's go ahead and chat about the annual meeting. I did ask Destiny and Secretary to go ahead and pick up the annual meetings. Facilitating, making sure that we're all squared away with what takes place or what we need to get done. Although Pat already had it pretty well set up, I think that, no?
She did a ton of work, but there's still a lot to do.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And I do know, Tyann has a full sample file of everything that we do. And
yes,
so,
it out, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And I think, did she send you some of the online pieces that she had already?
A couple. She's rooting through and digging up any existing documents that we have so we can just update them, basically.
Yeah, because her file is complete.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
That makes it a little easier.
It does, yeah. I told her, can I just see you last year's? And she's like, I have them all right here. I can show you 10 years worth of annual meeting packets.
Yeah. We have had people volunteer to do typing if you need typing done.
Yeah, I am. So what I'm doing, my next step is to go through the minutes and the recordings. And Pat was rattling off, I think, ballot committee members and annual meeting committee members. So if that's you and you know you're on those committees, please let me know, because I'm just going to go through the audio and try to figure out.
You won't need to do that if you just call Marcia Rugg.
Marcia Rugg?
Yes, she's the chair.
Okay. Great.
That group.
Yeah, I didn't know that. It's not written down.
Yeah, Marcia Rugg.
She's done it for years.
Let me grab my pen. So Marcia Rugg. Mobilizing a bunch of people, because I sat down with Mike today and we went over everything and I was really cat and like, wow, this is more than I can take on right now. But if everybody helps, then we can get it done.
and that's one thing I want to say too, is you know, all of us need to step up, which we will do, to help you out. Like, this is not all your thing to do here. Let us know, like, who needs to do what and where we can help out, and we'll be able to get it done, because we got it started, but we need to complete that project.
And my purpose for it is that I was hoping that you would facilitate to make sure everything got done.
Yeah,
I'm going by the checklist.
that doesn't work out real well. So.
On that note, the way I work is to facilitate everybody here is an elected position, so I'm not going to do what Pat did and try and do everything yourself.
That's a good thing.
So,
Marv has a question.
Yes.
Do we have the hall secured down there, the fire station?
Yes. Okay. Yes. According to the spreadsheet, it is reverted.
It's checked off. The box is checked.
We might want to follow up.
I'm going to call them and just get details about... I mean, I'm not going to be here at the day.
You want me to call? I'll do that.
Yeah, whoever will actually be here in person.
I'll take that.
I'm not. No, I'm going to be in Vienna for work that week. So I'll be arriving, I think, Saturday night, but I'm 12 hours late for the meeting, so. There are a couple of other things, if I could, real quick, on the annual meeting stuff. So I know the budget committee met today, and you guys are working on finalizing that. There are a couple of things on this annual meeting packet checklist that will be kind of dependent on the work that you guys are doing. So the finalized budget will be needed for the packet. The second thing that I would love the board's input on are the bylaws, proposed bylaws. That was one of those things that was kind of left undone. We had some proposals come in at the last board meeting. There was some feedback and changes needed to be made. They needed to go to the attorney. I looked in Pat's old inbox, and they have not been to the attorney yet.
Stan's going to take care of that stuff.
Are you?
Yeah.
What's your plan of action?
What's my plan of action?
How are you going to do that?
So do you have the spreadsheet of, I think it's of the bylaws.
I just have this
out a spreadsheet. Yes, that.
That? Yeah, that. I have literally this one right here in my hand.
Just
I
one?
Can go make a copy of it.
I'm sure it exists on the computer.
I have one.
Yeah, well, she gave out a list, and we came up with an additional one late this afternoon. So I will have the bylaws ready for the workshop.
Could we all get a copy of the to-do list? So we can see where we're at, checking things off.
Sure.
She
handed it out last workshop, but we can certainly send it out again or print it off.
I'll send you an up-to-date one. I would love to find the digital version of this file so I can keep it up-to-date and then just apprise you of changes along the way, because I have like 6 versions of this sheet.
Well, and that's what I was meaning, a digital one.
Yeah.
Because then we could, if we do something, we could say, Destiny, can you mark this off? This is done.
Yeah.
Where do we turn it in at?
I would so love to know where that is. So
I would ask Tyann.
Yeah, I would too.
So she said she was going to look for everything today or throughout the week and just email me things. I have not received it yet.
Okay.
I'm sure it's a scavenger hunt. So.
Well, and she was working in the front office today, and probably what she's looking for is on the computer in the back office.
Oh, maybe.
So she'll have to look tomorrow.
Okay. So I guess, Stan, you know, that was one thing, Mike, we discussed that with the bylaws, and that, you know, if our plan of action is to revise these, what revisions are we going to make? And then are we going to go over those at the workshop and then send them to the attorney? And then just make sure that we have everything in time.
Yeah. I will look through those
probably
tomorrow afternoon and send out an email to the board.
Does it say when we have to have this to the printer? Isn't it late April?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty soon. Like in the next couple weeks. That gives us the bylaws state that we have to have the annual meeting packet in people's hands no later than 15 days before the meeting, but no sooner than 90. So we're trying to get it 30 days ahead. We're also exploring options for printers and just, you know, given the fiasco from last year, and just see if there's a better way to do this thing.
So you mentioned we are exploring options. Who is? Are you?
Mike and I. Vantage has some resources.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Did I just hear you say there's an additional bylaws change that just came up?
No.
Did you just say that?
No, yeah, at the last meeting.
Mike and I were discussing an additional one that we may be looking at later this afternoon. but we haven't fleshed it out yet.
So that's for the workshop then?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have that packet ready.
Yeah, the printers. It depends on the printer. I mean, if we have a printer that says, oh, I can turn it around in 24 hours or 48 hours for you, no problem. But it depends if we're using a quick print or an offset press or where we're going.
It's pretty good.
I'm a journeyman bookbinder.
I think, we were talking about some different ways to do it. I mean, there's a cost factor. There's also the turnaround time. I don't know. We have to have everything to the printer according to this sheet by 4/29, so April 29th this month. I don't know. I guess maybe I'm oversimplifying it. I'm wondering why we don't just go with like a Kinko's and.
No, it's too big for them.
It's not. No? It's only like when you add all the pages together. I think probably we'll have maybe 25 pages double sided.
Right, and we're going out to 600 people.
Yeah,
700 bots.
And are they doing the mailing for us, or are we doing? We used to do the mailing.
So Kinko's can do the copying and the collating, and then we can help you guys do the stuffing and the postage.
Yeah, we just have a label.
I can run assume and bring cookies, and we'll just stuff envelopes.
Okay, I can bring cookies.
Did it for years here.
Yeah, I mean it might save us $4,000 or something. So.
Yeah.
It's yeah, just I.
Once we know how many pages, we could get a quote.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or we could give them an estimate.
Yeah.
And are we allowed to? I'm assuming I'll look at the file, but you know, front and back, just to reduce the paper count. And
right,
they've always
front and
been.
Back.
It's always
front and back. The thing is the place we've always used last year. They had a mistake, and we had a big mess on our hands.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what.
So I don't want to use them again. That was.
Yeah, I think they used like the wrong mailing list.
Yes, and so some people didn't get their information.
Yeah,
right.
So Bart, you're saying that we should go ahead and stuff a mail on here or have Vantage do it?
Well, we could do it. I mean,
I'd say
if it's 600, 600 doesn't take that long.
No. Not with 10 people. No.
Maybe get a, yeah,
even with 3 people.
Really? 2 people.
Yeah.
I do 20.
So we have a
I've
way of making
that
up
at work.
Mail.
I used to do it at
the
hardware store, 25,500.
And if we get them to staple and collate it and staple it, if it can be folded half, depending on how thick it is, they can also fold it in half with one of their machines, and then we just slip them into the half envelopes with the label on them.
I'm keep it simple.
Yeah. Let's.
And it's usually not a big fee for doing that.
Get some quotes and we'll find out what we can have on for what.
Yeah, that's my thing. And turnaround time is a factor. So whoever can do it quickly with the least bureaucracy, and I want to see proofs before it goes out to the printer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so you. I'm looking at what you sent me here earlier. It says you're revising the agenda or requiring approval for next board meeting. What was that?
Sorry, let me see what I sent you.
Okay.
It's been a long day.
There you go. I just gave you the hard copy.
Oh, look at that.
it's
the same thing.
There.
This one's easier to read. Sorry, what are you asking me about?
You said something about revising the agenda.
Oh, yeah. So the annual meeting agenda obviously needs to be adjusted because Pat will be presenting several points.
Mm-hmm.
And then I won't be there as well. So I guess I'd like to sit down with the committees and work on that. And then we would need to be prepared to approve it at the next board meeting, I guess, to get it into.
Yeah, and then we need to make sure that we have everybody's, and I think that's your next bullet point, is make sure that everybody's turned in their
committee updates.
Yes, reports. So I'll send out like an email.
When do you want to have those?
What is it?
When do you want to have your committee
updates? So they were due at the end of last month. So I didn't get mine in either. Yeah. I don't think anybody did. And that's okay. So I think the idea behind that was for everybody to just create a brief summary of the work that they did over the past year.
And that goes into the packet, so we need to get that done soon.
Exactly.
Yeah, we might want to pull out, look through a couple of last years and find a good format, mm-hmm. you know, maybe like what Barb did or something, and then we can send that out so everybody can kind of...
Pat gave us all one.
Yeah.
I don't recall that.
Somewhere in my giant binder.
She gave us a sample.
Yeah. It's real. It's, you know, I've done them a couple of years now. Like, and the first year, I just looked back on someone else's, and which, you know, it's pretty simple. What did you do this year that was different than last year? What mm-hmm. did you accomplish? It doesn't need to be real detailed or anything, just mm-hmm. an update for the community.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So just, you know, as soon as possible, I'll send out emails with, like, specific deadlines, and I'll nag you. I'll be the professional nagger of the board this month.
Nag well.
Yeah, nag with a Christie.
Well, so go ahead.
Sorry in advance, just to make sure we get everything submitted on time. I've never done this before, so I don't know what I'm missing. So, yeah.
I've got communication here, but on our agenda. But I'm going to hold that. We're going to have this is not an official board meeting, so but we do have some confidential information to discuss. So we'll just hold that over. So it sounds like we're on track for the annual meeting. Anybody have anything else that we want to share before we
might mention that we did get 8 applications.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Was it 8 or 7?
I think we had 8, if okay. I'm not mistaken.
8. Okay. Yeah, we have 5 open positions and we have 8 applicants.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
did you mention who they are?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
I just know that there were more and I do remember seeing.
Well, I think our current board members are reapplying for their position, not necessarily what they're doing this year, but they're reapplying to be on the board next year. And so that would be Destiny and Richard.
Richard and I are the only ones
that are holdovers.
Yeah.
So it'd be Stan, Marv, and Diane.
Marv's not running? No. So I think I know who the others are, if you're okay with me saying who they are.
Yeah, I don't, there's nothing prohibiting us.
Okay, so
it's going to come out anyway.
Kiffany, Iverson, Chuck,
Thrapp,
Dave Malaspino, Sandy Marsh. There's 7.
Okay, and so then the 3 from the
I had to think about it, use all my fingers.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't want to say because I didn't want to miss somebody.
Yeah, unless one came in today, that's 7.
Well, I left Tyann at 3:30, and we hadn't seen anything.
Right.
Then,
yeah.
So I spoke to Chuck this afternoon, and he said that you told him that his application was not going to be accepted because it was handwritten.
That was not actually correct.
Well, that's what he told me.
What I told him, I asked him is if he wanted his handwritten one published or if he wanted to bring in a typed one that we would publish, that we were not going to type it up for him.
That's fair.
Yeah.
What
I have found is information that is shared from one person oftentimes is translated differently.
That's why they call it gossip.
Yes. So thank you for asking, but please be aware that we did not tell him it wasn't accepted. We asked him if he wanted it published as is and gave him the opportunity to bring in a type one.
Right. And the reason why I asked for you to say who is running is because Sandy had a problem last year where she submitted and then her application wasn't acknowledged, and she was left off the ballot. So, until the last minute. So, I just want to make sure.
It got spam.
Oh, okay.
And we checked the spam folder. We did check the spam folder. There was nothing.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure that everybody who is wanting to run for the board has an opportunity to do so.
Exactly.
So, anything else?
For the sake of the record, I just want to clarify that we are holding the vacancy left by Pat
yes.
until the election.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That position will be filled at the annual meeting.
So we're going to stay with what we have right now.
Yeah.
Do you know who's going to set everything up down at the fire station and put it away?
We haven't discussed that yet.
I am so focused on the paperwork right now. I haven't thought about it. That's a great question.
Marcia and her committee, do they take care of doing that? They don't take care of doing that.
No, not especially. I know in the past years we've had volunteers to go down, some of the board members and some to go down and make sure it was set up. It's not too hard to set up. They got all the tables in the back room, but it's just you got to be there earlier, you know, set it up. And if you don't, you'll have more chairs than you will tables. And on the back of the room, they used to set up tables with all the information on them, so that people coming in could have a paperwork on it. And then you just set up so many chairs in the back when you run out of regular tables and whatnot.
So I'd be willing to help set up as long as you point me in the right direction.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll square that up next.
I'll let you ask Ray, he'll help you, Richard.
And maybe we could put something in next month's newsletter asking for volunteers to contact you if they want to help.
Yep. Then Marv will tell me what I'm supposed to do, and I'll be good.
Probably won't be able to help very much, but I can be down.
As long as you got a good pointing finger, I can do it.
We generally do what Marv says. All right. Thank you very much for coming. I think that we're going to kind of conclude our public meeting here.
What about the well?
So I can do a real quick one on the well because it's on there. So there were rumors flying around that I didn't know about until Diane got a hold of me, and I said, thank you for getting a hold of me because I have no idea that this is what's going on. Last Wednesday, I believe it was, John was notified by Department of Health that a complaint was filed about the location of our well being too close to the shop. And we hadn't heard anything from them at all. We've gone through the permitting process, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it kind of caught me off guard. It caught John off guard. He came right after work and just said, knocked on my door and said, take a look at this. So I said, okay. He gave me the number, person at the Department of Health. I called them on Thursday. And basically, she said the same thing. She said, there's been a complaint filed, and we're looking into the complaint. And I said, so, you know, what can you give me some of the ideas what this entails? And she went through that. But they're just looking into it at this point. And that's why I didn't bring it up to anybody, because we hadn't heard anything from Department of Health other than the phone call. And so she was supposed to get a hold of us, hopefully, this week. And I said, if you could please give me a readout of, you know, what the complaint is. Don't need to know who complained, but what the complaint is. What are we looking at? What do you expect us to do about this? And I also reminded her that we just went through a permitting process, and this site was looked at in the permits, and they went ahead and told us we could drill the well there. So I said, please look at the permits and look at what's been done so far so we can deal with this. So it's just kind of sitting there. Nothing's asked to be done. No actions have been asked to be taken. And she told me that there's no action that needs to be taken at this particular point. Just we'll stay in touch. And so we're kind of on hold trying to find out what they're looking at. I'm really hoping that she will look at those permits that have been put out to DOH, and so they can just go, oh, we okayed this well. And I also told her, I said, hey, this well is 20 feet from a well that we've been using for like 50 years. So this is the first time that we've heard anything like this. Can you explain why that is? So she's looking into a few things, and we will let you know when we find out what needs to be done.
Okay. If anything.
If anything, you know, if, to me, in my illogical mind, it doesn't make sense that you could have a well that's functioning for this a long period of time, and then all of a sudden they go, oh, we have to do things differently. Now, we might have to make a few changes, I don't know, but...
based on the presumption that we're doing anything wrong.
Yes. And
we don't know.
All we know is there's a complaint, they're looking into it, they got a hold of John, and then John got a hold of me, and then I've gotten a hold of the Department of Health, and we're just kind of right there waiting for more information to see what needs to happen.
Yeah. I hope it doesn't go spinning someplace.
Well, it was kind of, because when Diane got a hold of me, I had no idea. I mean, I was talking to the Department of Health, but I had no idea that there was anything going on in the community, concerns about, are we going to have to shut the well down? Our DOH is going to shut us down, and was hearing all kinds of strange things and going, no. I mean, I've had the conversation, and that's not what's happening at all. So hopefully that, if anybody asks about where we are on that, that's kind of the bottom line. And I did put out an email after Diane got a hold of me just going, this is what I know. This is what we're doing, and we'll just have to go from there.
And the rumor mill has died down substantially. There are still a few people out there trying to say what was originally said, and they have been corrected by other people that do know what you just said.
Well, and it's a good thing you got a hold of me, because I had no idea.
Well, I wouldn't have known if somebody wouldn't have called me.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure that the people wouldn't have given us a permit.
That's what my brain tells me. So
it's between state agencies. If there's a problem, it's not our problem.
Ground like that without letting us know that there was some type of difficulty.
Yeah, and I have not really contacted our well drillers or anybody else at this point, because we don't know what the state, what DOH is looking for. So.
You know, unrelated but tangent is I met the DOH health person, or not Department of Health, she was county health, was on site this afternoon. And I was going out to my car, and she was parked up here, so I went up and chatted her up and said, and introduced myself and so forth, and she's Colton's replacement.
Yes.
And she was down, going down to the beach to take samples of water, and she said she did Steamboat Island the other day, and it was clear, and she was going to our beach looking for E. coli.
Okay.
So I met her, very nice young lady.
So Steamboat was good.
And she's with the county.
Yep.
Well, that's good, because that, you know, there were some things going on, and then Colton disappeared and nothing was happening for months and months. So it'll be good to get that back on top of those things. Mm-hmm. It pays to talk to people.
All right.
Yeah, and that's all we have, unless there's any other questions that you have.
Thank you for your time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're a bunch of volunteers that do a lot of work.
So you're about to go into executive session.
Mm-hmm.
You took the communication piece off of this agenda. So before you had that meeting, I do want to bring up the video that Destiny has posted. I understand it was posted to help encourage people to apply for the board, but now that that's closed, there really isn't any reason for that video to remain posted, and it gives her an unfair advantage over the other candidates, so I really strongly believe that it should be taken down.
Okay, so we'll discuss that further.
Yeah. So just my take on that is, it was not posted on the website, it was posted on like an alert, and many of us have signed up for if there's anything going on in the community. We get those, so I never saw it on the website, but I did get it because I get the alerts.
It should be made unavailable right now, because it is available
so,
to the public.
Yeah, your comments have been duly noted. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
I make a motion we go into
executive.
Oh, we don't have to do
we don't have to do anything.
I just want to know what we're doing.
You have been denied, sorry. Right.
Thank you. Well, the camera's going, that's why I thought we had to make a motion.
No,